This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Nath Horthath.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These fucking great ones, Gary.
Yeah.
So it is the god not of so Celephase. It's the god of, doesn't seem so great to me, the god of Celephase. So in literally one of the worst things that Lovecraft has ever written.
Celephase is real rough.
It's not good.
That's the one with the guy who had the good eyes.
Yeah.
Who was like that. And it turned out, I'm pretty sure that's what Celephase is. And it turned out to be Eskimos.
Uh-huh.
Like they were the ancient, this was the origin of how there are Eskimos.
Uh-huh.
You know, people, you know, native Alaskans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his word's not mine.
Yes.
I don't actually, you know, his word's not mine.
Tribes, First Nations.
Yeah. That's also not okay.
Is it?
I was educated that. Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Somebody pointed that out as well. I don't actually know how to describe that. And that's ignorant of me, but the truth is I don't know.
It's not something you encounter very often. So
exactly.
Looking forward to being educated about that. I
should look it up.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to pop up and monster my podcast. I just forgot about Celephase.
Neither did. Yeah. Well, of course you did because it's unremarkable.
It's one of the worst stories.
It's not good.
Yeah. So this is a lion guy.
Mm-hmm.
For fans of big black torso. We also get that with this guy's jet black skin and open robe.
Right. But he's not Nyarlathotep. No.
Different. He's blonde.
He's blonde.
Nyarlathotep.
Yeah, he's blonde. And literally, so we mentioned that lion. The lion is the only special thing about him. It's kind of like what's his name with his special spear that is not a weapon.
It's very similar. Yeah. Who is also a Dreamlands nonsense. This guy also throws fireballs. And if he engages in combat, he plucks a silver warhammer from the air.
Right.
But why?
Mm-hmm.
Like alternate Greek pantheon, but worse. Is like a big part of the Dreamlands.
Right.
Stuff here. And it's pretty shitty.
Yes.
Like,
I love that he is so short-sighted that he can be provoked into fighting, even if he knows he's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just keep him busy for 5 rounds before he deigns to run.
And he'll always fight the creature with the highest pow.
Yes.
So leaving lesser enemies to his worshippers or servant lion.
Right.
Do you want a drink? Can I make you a Mai Tai? He's quick to anger, except with his followers, with whom he shows extreme patience. And I was thinking about this in like an entourage sense, because this guy is like going to bars, picking fights with the biggest dude here.
Okay.
His followers have to be so fucking obnoxious. Like imagine like all turtles.
Ah,
all turtles down, all the way down. And he's really patient with them because you have to be.
Yeah.
Because these guys suck.
Because like, they choose like to the follow you.
Like, yeah, this is the shitty bro squad of Dreamland's Jeremy Piven.
with his prisoner lion.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.